Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green. Here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Today I'm a tangle of cords. I'm not sure exactly what happened here, but it's blocking the view of the magnificent brand new Garden Mama Show.
We'll get you another headset. That's what I'm going to do, because that's 20 minutes of work.
That's right. Be here for a week doing this. Yeah. I should have looked before I picked them up. Thank you for being here today, my friends and neighbors, gardeners all over the world, and yes, all over the nation at the very least.
They're going to get to see Los Dos de Ambos. And I am Amarillo.
It is extremely Amarillo. We are so happy about this shirt. I'm going to make him show you the back of it here in a little bit because it's even fancier than the front. But wonderful, wonderful thanks to SuperTalk for getting me this particular joyful. Can I show my back now?
Yeah.
You're going to show your back.
Right,
show them your back. Look at this. This is so great. This is just a wonderful, wonderful shirt. It is all in celebration of the Bottle Tree Garden Tour going on in my neighborhood of Fondren in the beautiful city of Jackson. And I'm so happy to tell you that we've got a lot to talk about on that score, but so much else. My goodness, the season changed. Did you notice? Do you have on a sweater today? Do you have on socks, in my case? This is where it begins. And fortunately for everybody, it's Ask a Stupid Question Day. And Trey is already weighing in for us on the text line. So you know that we're in good shape this morning.
Got to be the early bird, you know?
Got to be. And thankfully, too. Beautiful, beautiful day. This has been much easier weather for preparing for the Bottle Tree Garden Tour or for fall in my garden. Everybody says, well, wouldn't you be doing all this anyway? Well, no, but you do have to keep the garden in a certain level. For instance, if you have family coming for Halloween or Thanksgiving or for even Christmas and stuff, you know, your New Year's celebrations, Hanukkah celebrations, whatever you're up to, you don't want the entire
football celebrations.
I was just going to say, when everybody comes over and tailgates in your front yard, you don't want it to look a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So
yours doesn't.
At the moment, it doesn't.
We had an opportunity to go break some bread.
Yes.
When I went and
grabbed
the shirts. These things are so hot.
These are great shirts.
You can't touch them right out of the
box. Really
you got to let them breathe for a minute. Yeah.
But this is the best shirt
yet. They're so close to the sunshine.
Wonderful shirt.
But these are great. You're going to want one of these.
So you have to come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
This show will be broadcasting live at Fondren Yard in Jackson next Saturday morning. We will be cranking it up and rocking and rolling. And guess what? The t-shirts are free. There'll be other stuff, too.
Well, you know, these are, she and I agreed, limited edition.
This is limited edition.
These are limited.
Right.
These are not infinite.
I have a consultant in the real world here. Yeah, you know, he's letting me know what I should be doing, thankfully.
If you enjoy the plethora of colors that as new ones are done, you'll know that this would be edition two. That's the yellow one.
That's right.
If you have the white one, hey, that is the intro level.
That's right.
You got
the initial voyage.
Numero uno.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
were a hit. So now you get an opportunity at these beauty. I mean, these
this
are some,
a wonder, this is the best
so
yellow
soft,
ever.
Man.
Yeah, this it's wonderful shirt.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful shirt.
I don't
shirt.
Mean to oversell and we them. Get, you will not
but
be disappointed,
true.
Though.
But we get the opportunity to promote our advertisers, our sponsors, and the event itself on the back, which I'm going to show you when we go out. You'll be able to look at that in case you're on here. Of course, that is Lakeland Yard and Garden Center and Trustmark Bank and our friends at the Fondren Renaissance Foundation. Fun time. Going to be a good time. So, what in the world are we doing in our gardens besides everything right now?
You've done a lot. She is ready for the Bottle Tree Tour.
Not quite ready.
Well, I mean, I would say you're
ready. Not quite ready. But if you came to visit last year or the year before, you will see that things are better this year. Things have moved forward as I had told people that they would, and I'm glad of that. So that's really fun. Here's a good question. Let's see. I'm trying to decide where this is from, but I don't know exactly. Why haven't my carrots grown any larger than 3 or 4 inches? And I presume that means 3 to 4 inches of greens is about where many of them should be. If you planted them a month ago and they're that tall, that's brilliant. It works out perfectly. I will say, if you have a heavy soil, or if you have had trouble growing carrots before, you want to go to the garden center and get a preparation that you will make into a liquid of trace elements, because that's usually what we're missing. Sometimes our soils drain well enough, but the carrots and beets and other root crops like that really do need a little bit more of all of the micronutrients. So if you feel like that might be the issue. Otherwise, if you haven't fertilized them at all since they came up and started growing, it's just time for some vegetable garden food or some such equivalent, whatever you 5-10-5 is what people usually think about. But there are other formulas. The intention is that it would be a little bit of nitrogen and a fair amount of phosphorus and potassium to keep them going and getting them what you need to do. Ellie's in Florence. Ellie, you'll be able to pick up those tickets. Thanks for that question for the Bottle Tree Garden Tour at Fondren Yard beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I'm sure that there'll be other things on the website, FondrenGardenTour.com, but I know they're going to be distributing them there. So I could answer that. See, that wasn't a stupid question, and I answered it properly. Good for me. Oh, let's see.
What are our dates again on the Bottle Tree Tour?
October 5th and 6th.
Right, so
we'll be there bright and early next Saturday.
Yeah, and there's also another huge event that's going on in Jackson, so it's a big weekend. You can go do the Bottle Tree Tour, and then you got pro golf.
I'm telling Sanderson you, spectacular. I mean, great event.
Yes,
really,
I mean,
great event.
Saturday will be a great day.
And it looks
day.
To me like the weather's going to be excellent for both of them. I've been looking at the long-range forecast, but I need to ask the weatherman.
I've been looking. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. What I'm thinking now is it's looking pretty good. We are a week out, so you know things can change a bit.
Things can change.
All the stuff backing up in the Atlantic and in South.
And I'm trying to put a hat on Cozumel to get that thing to stay in Cancun or somewhere.
There was 2 or 3 off of Cape Verde coming out from Africa, and then you got 2 or 3 down there brewing in the Sargasso Sea and below in the South Caribbean. So hopefully they will not come our way.
We're being confident.
Yeah, we're going to go
We're being confident.
PMA, a positive mental attitude.
That's right, very important.
Because it's just too much fun coming next weekend.
Really. And I have to tell you that talking to people that are involved in the tour has been so much fun. Talking to people that are involved in the golf is incredible. Yeah. They're really on a massive move forward, and that's fun. You know, that's a great joy. Big weekend this weekend, next weekend. We really do appreciate autumn here in the part of the world where it gets to be, well, we're not Phoenix, so it's not 100 degrees today, but we do have hot weather, and now it's a little bit more pleasant. But listen now, don't forget, the State Fair is cranking up this week, too. So
I'm a big fan.
Many, 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 many good reasons to go out and have some fun.
I had a great time last year. They have that media event where you can kind of show up as Commissioner Gibson is bringing the jalopy in and is loaded with a cornucopia. Oh, that was so cool.
What
but
fun.
Then getting to get behind the booth and look and see and all the prep that they've done to get this thing rolling. It's really an amazing event to me to see all that come together.
Well, and the convergence of carnival people and local people putting in things together and making it all happen. I always feel like that's people get to be friends over the years, and at the same time, you meet somebody new every time you turn a corner. So I think it's a great event, and it's also a great place for people to kind of move around a little bit, as you say. Go see what's going on.
Too.
Go see what's going on.
Man, the smells.
Today is Ask a Stupid Question Day, but it is also the International Day for Universal Access to Information, or as I say, promote the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Akashic Record.
We need more of this. And I'm absolutely serious when I say this. I do try to maintain – I take my work seriously, but I try not to take myself too seriously. So, yes, I do want the AI that's going to be able to answer like me. Good luck, AI. I have been known to give answers that were not quite calculable, but we will see. We will see what happens. what goes on. Oh, speaking of getting the change in the seasons happening, my gracious, this is really the point, isn't it? Kathy's buying tulip bulbs. This is wonderful. People are moving houseplants indoors. Lots to talk about on that front. Kathy's in Zone 8. When do I plant my tulip bulbs and how do I store them until I plant them? Put them in your refrigerator, usually in the crisper, but don't mistake them for water chestnuts or something. We always hear about that. We hope it doesn't actually happen, but I think it might. And give them 6 to 8 weeks from right now is excellent. If you can plant them after Thanksgiving, you'll be great. That will be wonderful. In Zone 8 particularly. In Zone 9, you can wait longer. You can certainly wait longer anyway, but you can, if you're purchasing those bulbs now, the hyacinths and the tulips will benefit from being chilled. The daffodils will not. So that's the main thing to know. That's the main thing to know on that schedule. Let's see. Oh, there's Andrea. Let's see what's going on there. She says, how can I push my Confederate? Her Confederate rose only blooms once and then it freezes. Well, that's a matter of location. But if you have flower buds, you can push it by watering every day. Maybe a dilute flower forming fertilizer would help. Maybe it won't. But that's really the only thing that pushes the flowers out is greater moisture. So not everyone is hoping for more rain next week. That would be me. But if there is rain next week, it will benefit that plant. I have noticed over the years that there are flowers on Confederate rose sometimes sooner than later. And it may be that you want to consider rooting some and putting them in a sunnier location next year so you have a place where the soil underneath them and everything else around them warms up faster, because that is what gets their growth going in the springtime. They're sort of like angel trumpets in that regard, or even Datura. They really do need more heat, particularly on their roots. Angel trumpets and quite a few things like that are kind of marginal where you're living in Zone 8. They're not marginal. They'll be hardy, but they're going to be slow. And people will say, don't mulch around loquat trees. That's the same reason. They need all the time they can have with warmth at their roots to promote growth. And angel trumpets work the same way. And so do our little friends in the Confederate rose world. I saw someone yesterday sent me a picture of Turk's cap in full bloom, and I remembered that there had just been another photo. I tried to find it, and I don't know what I did with it. But it is one of the prettiest plants because of the green is so green and the flowers are so red. But my goodness, when it's covered up with skippers, the little bitty butterflies, it is so fun to look at. Such a gorgeous video, as they say. I was looking at my Peggy Martin rose, and I realized that I ought to tell people, if you come to the Bottle Tree Garden Tour, you might want to consider whether you want to dig up some things out of my yard. So just, that would be Sunday afternoon. Sunday morning, I'm sorry. My garden's going to be open Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning. If you're interested in digging things up, you might want to think about it. Let's see. This is a rose bush I would like to transplant later this fall. Do I prune now? No, because it's in full bloom right now. And I would suggest that you wait until you're moving it. You might want to, if you want to do some pruning, if you're in the mood, take out the dead wood that's there and, clean it up a little bit and then just leave your flowers. And as soon as you have your new space ready for it, and you're ready to dig it up, that prune it that day and transplant it all in one motion. It'll do well. Be happy. Yeah, well, we are kind of taught that way. Can I talk about my people? I'm a Louisiana girl. Trey wants me to remember that I'm a Louisiana girl. If you don't want a sarcastic answer, don't ask a stupid question. I'm so sorry. That's how I was raised. And I've worked my whole life not to be as sarcastic as I am naturally. Harumph, you caught me. I'm trying to be nice. Now, we all know that Garden Mama's a lot nicer than the person inside than Nellie. Nellie will tell you.
Or is it the other way around?
No, Garden Mama's always nicer. Trust me. He doesn't know that by now, but he
should.
No,
I'm messing around.
See what I did? I put a big clock over here so I know what time it
is. Yeah, yeah. Was good, because I was going to – I knew you were on top of it. Yeah.
I have lots of fun things in here this morning. I have – oh, talking about taking those houseplants indoors, don't take your Christmas cactus inside. Nights in the 60s, nights even in the upper 50s are just brilliant for forming those buds. So don't bring them inside quite yet. If you have other things, though, that are extremely tropical, and this week the night blooming cereus bloomed completely out. I think it realized it was getting a little cool and things were going to be more difficult to set those flowers. So I now have, oh, good heavens, there were 8 on one and 7 on the other. I mean, just incredible, incredible flowers. And that's part of the joy of that plant is that, yes, it's big and sprawling, and it takes up too much room in your house or in your greenhouse if you don't live where you can leave it outdoors, which I do not. But it's worth it every time. It's worth it to get out there. I now have 2 different shaped flowers. I have the hookery eye, and then I have one that I can't think of the name of right now. But it's the rounder cupped one with the bigger petals, and I really like that. I'm going to try to propagate both of them so that I can give some away. But it's a wonderful plant that really a lot of people have kind of taken hold of. I do like there are other things in this family, you understand, that are equally unhardy. So that whole group of plants that we're going to take inside, this is the point to go around and groom them, take any weeds out of the containers, take any insect problems and address those. If, like me, you have places where there is, in some older containers, there's a bit of moss growing on the top, I'm going to take that out, put on some fresh mulch, because that tells me that, you know, things have been a little bit damp in that container. I don't want that to be that way indoors, because they're going to grow more slowly and they're not going to keep going doing what we want them to do. So anyway, that's the question of the day, of course, is when do we bring them inside? We hope that you're going to get to bring them inside before you have to turn the heater on. So we'll see. We'll see how that works.
Is it going to be 50 before it's 90?
Oh, yeah. Now, that is the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something to chew on.
Contemplate that. Yeah. Contemplate that. So glad you decided to bring the Garden Mama Show into your life today. We're going to step aside here for a moment. You get some coffee. We'll be right back.
And they charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Hello, I'm Sean Tindall, Commissioner of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. Since 2021, Mississippi has seen a 25% reduction in fatalities involving crashes with commercial motor vehicles. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. DPS, through its MHP's Motor Carrier Unit and the Commercial Transportation Enforcement Division, is partnering with Big Rig Truckers to conduct safety checks across our state for the Trooper and Trucker Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you, and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor, Executive Director at the Mississippi Department of Rehabilitation Services. Our agency works to help those we serve prepare for today and plan for the future. One way we do that is through the Mississippi ABLE program. This program provides the opportunity for individuals with disabilities to invest their money in tax-advantaged savings accounts without the fear of losing their public benefits. You can learn more or sign up by visiting MississippiABLE.com. That's MississippiABLE.com.
Garden Mama. Well, all I know is this. Nothing you ever learn is really wasted and will sometime be used. It's a quote from Julia Child. I think that's pretty smart. I like it.
She ain't been to my deer camp, so... It might have been used
the lessons,
once.
It might have been used once. Yeah. I keep thinking about this as I find things in my back garden that I didn't know. Some things I didn't know were there ever. Some things I'm surprised are still existing. So it's been kind of a...
Well, one of the things I do love, I got to mention this earlier in the week, but it, you know, after a great flood through the south part of the Delta, it always seems to stir up the Mrs. Butterworth's bottles.
And all that
from
stuff.
From like the 1960s or 70s, and you can repurpose those.
Oh, well, of course.
And they're beautiful.
Of course.
Plastic doesn't have that,
no,
that feel
the,
to
the
it.
Glass, I have,
the glass
I have
I
glass.
Found in the woods is amazing.
I have glass bottles from under the farmhouse out in the country from way back when, and some of them are literally some of the first bottles. They're not, it's not anything that's worth a lot of money, y'all. I've already looked. But I'm still fascinated by the fact that we used to put the name of the product down the side of this very narrow glass, mm-hmm. that it was that kind of form that the glass was poured in. It's beautiful. I have one with a fish on it. I have no idea what they sold in this bottle,
yeah,
but it's
no
beautiful
telling.
Bottle.
No telling. Some of the, I mean, really, that's one of the thoughts I have whenever you talk about something that might have a reuse.
Mm-hmm,
that's some beautiful
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. The bottles mainly. I mean, like, I don't know a use for rusted metal. And
well, I hang it up and admire it.
You don't even want to touch this stuff.
No, I don't want to touch it. I just want to hang it up and admire it. That's
like,
all.
Boy, be careful. You're going to get tetanus. I mean, you know, knee deep. But yeah, it's always fun if people have, I love seeing repurposed things. You have some great stuff. I mean, I love it. I mean, they're going to get to see in the Bottle Tree Tour. Don't miss
it. Because I have
Nelly.
A plant collection. Well, and man, I have a collection of rusted iron.
Yeah, so you'll get to see that.
Well,
bed frame one's my favorite, though, I think.
Those
are
springs.
Fun.
Yeah,
those that's
are
great.
Fun. And they have served many purposes. They're going into a new life again in another part of the garden.
Oh,
but they lasted a whole lot longer than the Hollywood bed they came from, which, by the way, was not new when I got it either. It was used on the set of My Dog Skip. I bought it at the end of
their
the movie.
Stories was
oh
stuff.
Of course. Well that's
do
the
you
thing
provide narration as your Bottle Tree walkers come through
if they show any interest at all. Some
well,
don't
garden mama
some
what is
don't.
That well let me tell you because there is a story
yeah, let me
and,
tell you the story.
I love them. I love sitting there
this,
getting
the this year it'll be the glass bricks will be the story this year.
The little soft, well, and I want you to mention the name of that again because it was the softest thing I've ever felt. Is the velvet ear?
Oh, lamb's ears.
Lamb's ears.
Stachys. Mm-hmm. I have some that looks good and some that looks terrible. You'll get to see both on the Bottle Tree Garden Tour.
It's about like the softness of this shirt.
It is. It's a wonderful plant. It's also a plant that deer are not very fond of. And there's a lot of good things about it. The only thing I don't like, and this sounds funny coming from me, but I'm not crazy about their flower stems. Their flower stems take away from the leaf growth, first of all, but they're just not that attractive. So the flowers are not even attractive to pollinators that I've ever noticed. They just make
and
a stalk and open a couple.
Like,
yeah, they go over there. The other
looks
thing.
Better.
So the one hummingbird has been here this week. I went out to see if he or she was still out there this morning in the chill, but I haven't. I think they're nesting up because right at the moment they're getting ready. You know, some of them have already gone on the southern migration, but we still have one or two every week through most of October in my neighborhood. And in this particular week, that one's been tearing up the pentas. It's a pretty plant, one that I should have grown probably sooner and more of it.
I've been getting some flybys from the lone hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. The watchers.
Comes blowing through and hovers for a second.
See what else is going on. Good question. This is from our listener in Franklin County. We've talked before, and I can't remember if I gave you a name or not, but we're going to say Francis from Franklin County. How do you prepare the plumosa or the asparagus fern for bringing it indoors, or do you just dig up the bulbs and store them inside? You can actually do both. You can dig up the fern itself, you can dig up some of the bulbs, or you can leave it in the ground, cover it up with mulch and whatnot, and it will more than likely survive. Doesn't survive every time. But if you want to do all three ways and see which works best at your particular place. But I love asparagus fern as an indoor plant in the winter because it does not shed leaves in the same way that some other ferns do. And it frankly has a beautiful bright green color to it that not everything has. So if I was doing this, I would dig it up, pot it up, have some inside, but also take a few of the bulbs and store them, you know, dry just in an envelope somewhere, maybe in a desk drawer. They don't need any special treatment. The beautiful, beautiful plant, one that everybody should have, I think. Yep, nice. Yes, I would take the night blooming cereus into full sun so that it has a chance to bloom because the bud is there and it has a real good shot. So that's pretty. Garden Mama, when tulip bulbs are refrigerated, be sure not to place them with citrus fruit. I don't know what they did. Is it an ethylene? I wish someone would have told you what the problem is, because citrus does have, well, citrus doesn't do that. I don't know what the problem would have been, but don't store your tulip bulbs with your citrus. Pam says don't do it, so I'm going to listen to Pam. There are a few things that will compromise your bulbs, and one of them is inconsistent storage temperatures and that sort of stuff. But certainly there are other things that can be with them that are or may not be what you want them to have. Okay? In this case, I would like to know what they said that the being with the citrus was the reason, but I would like to hear what reason. You know me. I'm a science nerd. By the way, speaking of science, sir, okay, a couple people I know discovered that they had COVID because they lost their sense of taste way back at the beginning of all that, when that particular strain was around and people lost their sense of smell and whatnot and taste. I have not got COVID. I have not lost my sense of smell or taste, and I made the worst pot of coffee I have made in many, many moons this very day.
Nothing, what was the problem?
I don't know. Nothing changed. It just came out like dishwater. It's terrible.
Oh, when it does that. I mean, you see that and you're like, man, I got to do this all
that's
over
right.
again.
And I didn't have time. I was busy, you know. So that's why I came in and took some of yours and added it to what was
yeah.
I almost have a cup of coffee.
There
just are days like that. And the garden is like that too.
Yeah.
You do the same thing and it doesn't work the next time. It's crazy. So, and you make coffee all the time, though.
Well, I can tell you, when I see that, you know, kind of see-through coffee, that's when I wish I'd have put like an extra one in there.
At least.
Yeah.
One.
Like, man, that was rough.
Well, and you think.
And you got to drink through the whole thing.
Exactly. And you think, what did I do? And I've known people that will put it on a boil and get it to reduce. I don't like that. I've known people that will put another situation there and pour that coffee back through and make another pot. I don't like that.
I will say,
I'm a little picky, I guess.
I have a fail-safe method of making coffee awesome every time.
It is to drive through the drive-thru?
No, French press.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that's different. That's entirely
French,
different.
They figured out the fry.
Yeah,
and they figured out
the press.
And bread, I give them credit, the croissant. You can't beat a croissant. And then I'm
going to argue with you because a baguette has my heart.
Well, baguettes are delish, but there's something about the flaky goodness.
You want all that butter.
Yeah, give me the buttery, yeah. Flaky goodness.
Yeah. I want my croissant so I can have a little wine, a little cheese, a loaf of bread that beside me and all that stuff.
Fromage and jambon.
That's right. Some more of all of that. Well, those of you who garden only on the weekend and have the sore and achy muscles, and everybody has always told you, well, you should just do a little every afternoon when you get home from work instead of busting yourself out on the weekend. Turns out that's not true. Turns out Massachusetts General Hospital says compared with, well, they call it inactivity. I will call it couch potato football season. Compared with sitting still, the weekend warrior pattern of exercise, going out and mowing the yard, going out and doing the gardening, you know, whatever it is, concentrating most of the moderate to vigorous physical activity in one or two days during the week, as opposed to the more evenly distributed, it actually doesn't matter. You will, if you just keep moving, you will achieve the same. Now, not if you're an extreme runner, I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just whether you go out and wander around in the garden 30 minutes every day or whether you go out and bust all weekend, either one is going to be worthwhile to you in just in different ways. And I think it's really interesting that it's taken us this long. You know why they finally studied this, don't you? Because people are living longer and they have to figure out how to get us to move. So in this case, they're letting us know that across 16 categories, this evenly distributed or weekend warrior pattern, doesn't matter, from everything from your heart to your digestion to your mental health, all of that stuff, it's better that the concentrated physical patterns actually are just as effective for disease prevention as are that regular workout. Now, not if you're an actual workout person, you know, but in my world, a little bit of activity has always been better than none. And I'm happy to say that Massachusetts General is agreeing with me.
When you say Massachusetts General, It sounds like that should maybe be like, you know, I know we've had some soap operas get canceled. They ought to roll one of those back in. Like, you know, those are always good.
I think that's pretty much where, you know.
Have you seen Dr. Odyssey?
I have not seen it, but, you know, I don't miss anything with Don Johnson in it, so I'm going to see that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you know that.
I have not seen that, but I'm going to. I'm going to.
That's like on the boat. I mean, that's going to be like the Love Boat doctor story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. But when you said Massachusetts General, that was the first thought that popped into my mind this morning was Dr. Odyssey.
See? That could be the name of one of those things. Well, yeah. Now, if we're going to go down that particular road, there's a whole bunch of really you hate to talk about them because they may not last long enough for anybody to see them.
The person that's on the set that gets to do all the plants and everything
all
on
of
that ship,
you know
they're living
fun.
The high life. They're like, I don't care if I get 10 episodes out of this.
No, just going to be fun.
I'm living it good.
Exactly,
right here.
Having a great time now. Let's see,
Paula, I miss Days of Our Lives. Exactly, I grew up on all that. Terrible stuff. I mean, General Hospital.
I don't know how to tell you this, but Days of Our Lives is still on Peacock.
Yeah, there's something. There's one of them. It's like in its hundredth season.
4,000. What? No, I don't know what episodes, but yes, they're still over there. You can still see. See that on Peacock. They're actually bringing one. They're bringing one back to daytime television on a major network. I don't remember which one, but it's coming in the next 6 months or something. I read the little article about it, and I thought, boy, they must have a lot of money because nobody watches soap operas on midday TV.
I think they're laundering a lot of money through some of this junk. It's like, yeah, please, would you lose as much money as possible on this?
I would be more than happy to launder their money. Exactly. Yes, I'm telling you.
I was over in Bolton the other day, and the red flower that we're looking at on the screen right now that jumps up.
The spider lilies.
Spider lilies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, what is it? Why do they grow only in certain areas? I mean, they're very specific. They seem to have almost like it's almost like going up into North Mississippi and you see where all the old cabins and houses mm-hmm, were, and mm-hmm. you'll see all the tulips.
Yep.
And those types of things.
A lot of this is that. The daffodils that grow along the old farm place, a lot of times the same thing is true of the spider lilies.
But there's just they pop up and then they're gone after. They're not there long, but is there a way to predict, you know, what you're looking for here in those settings?
Well, not unless, shout out to our great horticulture friend Jerry Palmer. Jerry grows the bulbs and sells them and plants them and distributes them and everything.
That's
it's a bulb.
Okay, it is.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
a
went
bulb.
In there and said,
now, you can go and get some, but you can also go and get them from local sources.
A friend of mine that has passed away, but she was awesome at, you know, bulbs, and she told me, let them, you know, grow for a couple of years, maybe, you know, let them get good and settled in and mature, and then come in there and till it all up in the off season when they're dormant, and then they'll come back two or three times stronger.
That works for daffodils and things.
Okay, so if you went into, you saw a place like this, and you know, it was, say, yours, and say 20
as long
or
as you have permission
up,
to go there, you can dig them up.
No, say I own that. But, I mean, if you can propagate them by splitting them up and running them. Okay.
What happens is those single stems come up, they have the flower on them, and in a couple of weeks they die down and the little clump of leaves comes up. And so unless you're going to plant bulbs themselves, the best way to know what you're actually getting is that you see the leaves have come up, you dig that up and plant it somewhere else.
Okay. So I'm fascinated with them. They're
they're beautiful. They also they propagate themselves, and they are one of the bulbs because we have heavier soils in this part of the world and older native soils. So sometimes bulbs, even daffodils at times, will get so sunk You know, it rains a lot, and they can't bloom because they can't get their bloom stem up. Lycoris doesn't care. You'll start digging, and some of these will be 4, 5, 6 inches in the ground. It's really very wonderful. Oh, yeah, there we go. We need to listen to this. I should step out of here. Come on now. We'll be back.
Nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. A lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they're not online. With the power of SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Think of all the comforts your family enjoys around your home. When you include propane appliances throughout your home, you can have even greater comfort from endless hot water to softer clothing and cozier heat on cold winter days. With an all-propane home, you'll also enjoy greater efficiency and energy savings compared to all-electric homes. Go to PERC.com and ask why propane. The answer will be clear. Energy for everyone. Propane. Visit MSPropane.com.
Wearing your green slips and your new round on across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A cherry sweet spiral we got included in the sky with glasses.
Thank you for being a gardener. Thank you for liking to talk about gardening. Thank you for being here. What do you think?
Well, I think it's awesome. And you have such great listeners and guests. And I wanted to say sorry to the listeners today. We little technical difficulty on the phone line today after a little bit of a glitch in the system yesterday. But we have Rebecca Thompson on, and she has some beautiful pictures. I'm going to put those up.
Yes.
I talked to Rebecca. What a delight. Thank you for being so understanding. She's now going to get in the garden. Instead of being on the garden show.
That's right.
Show.
Get to go have some more fun.
I will put those images up.
Beautiful garden. She is on the Bottle Tree Garden Tour next weekend. And, in fact, I have to tell you, there's sometimes when you look at something and you think, how did anybody think to do that? Who wouldn't have put, you see roses going over an arbor, for example, but in this case it's a rose and it looks like Peggy Martin, I suspect that it is, on a gate, but it has it almost looks as if it's mirrored. It's such a beautiful, beautiful shot, and she's a good photographer as well as a good gardener, and all of those things will be part of what you get to see when you come to my neighborhood next weekend. Appreciate that. Thank you for your understanding, Brenda. Such is life. Technology is wonderful right up until it's not.
Yeah, now, you don't know it's there until it's not there.
That's
and
right.
then you're like,
well, that's
well,
right.
we depended on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
we
needed
that.
One of my older devices that I only use for a few things died this week, and I realized what a dinosaur I am. So then the printer's gone. Now I'm not doing that anymore. So having to make changes.
I'll take a moment here to commend all of those that are behind the scenes that you don't get to see on our network.
It's true.
That work. So
they haven't slept.
From advertisers, we don't see them. They're amazing listeners. That's part of the family. The sales staff, and they do amazing work. And then all the engineers and everybody back there that make everything that we depend on so much. They're amazing.
It all hums.
We are so fortunate to have such a platform like this to come to you
it's
and broadcast.
It's a rare thing in this world.
It is.
We're very, very lucky. We really, really are. Even if I did make the worst pot of coffee in history, it's still it's still a beautiful, beautiful day. Brenda in Mendenhall, this is a photograph of a gardenia that looks to me like it has sooty mold on it, and I think, yes, the neem will help. What will also help, she wants to spray it, and I think that's a good idea, especially now that we've got some pleasant weather for that sort of thing. But as leaves fall off of it, make sure that you're gathering everything up and getting it out of there, because some of that could be the basically the place where some of the critter could stay or some of the fungus could stay over the winter, and you don't need that. So make sure you keep that nice and cleaned out and do spray it. I'd spray maybe twice, maybe three times at 10-day intervals with the neem. And let's see. Corinne, oh, this was really interesting. The fig is, yes, I think you have time for them to ripen, but the figs are not ripening. Sometimes what we talk about is how to push and how not to push. It is going to warm up again. She's in the central Mississippi like I am. And they are going to ripen, and hopefully it's not going to freeze for another 6 weeks or something, so they have plenty of time to do that. But I have heard from people, I have not done this myself, but I have heard from people who, in order to increase the effect of sunlight on that fruit, particularly figs, not everything else, will just take a plastic bag and put it around the edge of that branch, not touching the figs, of course, but just around the branch. So we'll see if that can work. See if that can help us. It might work. It certainly won't hurt, and you'll be able to watch it every day and make sure it's not getting burned. But you're trying to increase the greenhouse effect and therefore increase the amount of the opportunity you have for it to ripen.
I have a question from Faye in West Point, one of our callers. So, look, I can't put you on the air, but I'm able mm-hmm. to take your question mm-hmm. and relay that to the expert.
He won't try to fake your voice. He'll just use his.
Exactly. Faye, thank you for understanding. And she had a good question. She had purchased 4 1-gallon pots of Lantana. She said it's beautiful. What she really wants to know is, can she plant them now, or should she leave them in the little planter pots and put them in the greenhouse and leave them in the green and wait till next year, or is it safe to put them out now, being that they're so pretty and mm-hmm, just purchased?
Mm-hmm. So I'm of two minds. You are just enough in the area where it might actually be within a month that you might get some weather in the low 30s. I doubt it, but it could happen. So if I could get you to keep one in the greenhouse and plant the others, I would probably do that, just as the insurance method of things. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they can certainly stay in the greenhouse all winter. The biggest issue is how root-bound they are. Sometimes when you buy a 1-gallon container at the end of the summer, you can already see the roots coming out the bottom of the pot. If that's the case, this lantana is going to be much happier in your beds, just planted well and mulched well. But go ahead and do it right away. So you have choices here. And I'm always going to try that insurance thing. If it's a plant I haven't grown before, I'm going to keep one in the greenhouse just in case it turns out to be a record-setting cold winter or in case something else goes wrong. They're not usually eaten by deer, but, you know, I'm not going to say it can't happen.
In the investment world, that is hedging your bets.
Okay. It's the extra set, you know, extra thing.
Makes total sense.
So, let's see, where are we? Caitlin in Corinth, when to prune blueberry bushes. It's really better if you prune those within the month after they set their fruit.
After the birds eat everything?
After the birds eat the ones that are too tall for you to pick, yes. That's the time to do that. And you can do it now, but the problem that you run into, especially somewhere like Corinth, is that pruning stimulates new growth. And the new growth, and then in turn, is then vulnerable to cold weather, which probably doesn't hurt the plant, but it does mean that you would hurt your flowers for next year, and you would also then have to prune them again in the spring to get rid of the part that froze. So just look the other way or hang some Christmas lights in them or so, you know, use that height for something else and let them rest until next year. After they make their flowers and make their fruit, but put it on your calendar to be sure that you prune then. It's not too hard to do, but I have to admit there are years when I don't do it myself. Trey, you're filling us up today with fun stuff. This is great. You've been busy. Okay, they do release ethylene. All right. Well, that would be it. And the business about I couldn't remember whether or not citrus was one of the things that will release ethylene. I mean, everything does, but if it was enough of a quantity to affect tulips, and it is. So we have that answer. Don't store your tulips with citrus fruit. I say buy enough tulips so you have to fill the whole crisper, and then you don't have to worry about it. But plant dozens and dozens of tulips. Why not? Let's see. Oh, yeah, ZZ plant, zigzag plant. That's pretty. Have you ever had one? Yes, you can grow it inside. It will need space. They're beautiful. They're very stiff. They're very well organized in their own way for indoor because their leaves are thick. They do not dry out easily, and they don't even need a great deal of water anyhow. Good, bright window is fine. If you find that they're getting a little bit pale, you'll either want to add some supplemental light or move them to a brighter window. But they don't need to be in full sun. They do need a brightly lit environment. I love that plant. It's really, really beautiful. You'll enjoy it because it literally takes on an architectural form and just does a beautiful, beautiful job of giving you a statement plant in your house. I hope that you don't end up with zigzag getting as big as my one of my other paper ones is, because they'll take up your whole window. But this one won't do that this year. Oh, my goodness. We still have so much to talk about. I'm going to take some more texts, hear from y'all. If you want to call, Lance will ask your question for you this morning while we're having a little technical issue. But guess what? It's a beautiful day to be a gardener, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Look at where you've been. Everybody knows you just need a friend. Please, 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 go down on your knees. Carry on, carry on.
Have you lost Mississippi Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are agriculture, the number one industry in Mississippi. We are 180,000 member families strong, a century of generations. We are grassroots Mississippi in all 82 counties. We are Unified, the largest general farm organization in Mississippi. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
When hell, isn't it great to have so many choices, to have this good team that we know we're sitting on this powder keg, to have this good team, but finally to be into SEC play. This is what matters.
Kieran Lincheski is going to be out with the Duke's Mayo Grove Report. By the way, they are our game sponsor today as well. Duke's Mayo in and around. Dan Courts will run us through the scoreboard. Really, he'll get us ready for the games that are coming up, and we'll kind of go, boy, last night, two unbelievable college football games. Miami staying unbeaten as they ruled it a catch initially. It was then overturned, and Miami holds on. And the Washington kicker, bless him, today waking up 0-for-3, yeah, all from that left hash, unable to beat Rutgers. So two unbeaten teams.
Maybe try to center the ball.
That might have been
on the kick,
something to do.
And on that Miami-Virginia Tech play, I'm not kidding you, after they kept looking at it, It made me, you know, nobody wants to be the referee. Nobody Correct. Wants to be the replay That's guy. A, I mean, it was impossible to really sort it out.
And we'll get, the now in Alumni Association Hall of Fame, David Kellum will be on with us. Harry Harrison will be on with us. John Darnell will be on with us. And we're going to have a clip of Mark Stoops, because I wanted at the back end of it for you and I to discuss a little bit about the Ole Miss offense and the pressure that it puts on, and we'll talk about how fast it goes and the big play effect of that. But next, we'll go ahead and take our first pause of the program, our pregame show presented by Guaranty Bank, and the athletic director, Keith Carter, joins us on the other side. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one. But that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
In the Ad Council.
Today's interview with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter is brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. At Outback, we've got your back.
Well, Coach Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss football team just made it through the Walk of Champions. They are on and towards Bob Hemingway Stadium, where today Ole Miss 4-0, number 6 in the AP, 5 in the coaches' poll. Kentucky's 2-2, 0-2 in the conference. It's the opener for Ole Miss. Gary Darby, Brett Norsworthy, and the athletics director is Keith Carter. And, you know, Dan Courts, who's in Winston-Salem, was asking, what is the scene like? We have a really good scene here at, 10 minutes after 9 in the morning.
Yeah, this is awesome. And, you know, I know a lot of times for the 11 o'clock games, people do their groving after the game, and I think we're going to have a lot of that. But they're out here this morning, too. And I think, you know, I was talking to somebody last night, you know, throughout the years, Ole Miss has had some ups and downs, obviously, and I think so many people don't want to miss one second of this year. You know what I mean? They feel like we have this opportunity to do something really special, and all the events that we're having are jammed and you know, setting records there, and obviously the attendance last week. People just want to be a part of it and enjoy the journey.
I know that feeling, Keith. I wish I could go to every meeting, go to every practice. I'd love to be able to trail Coach Kiffin. I know he's not going to allow any of that for almost anyone other than football personnel, but everybody feels that relationship with this team. We feel something really special brewing.
We do, and I think, you know, it all started with Jackson and others coming back, and obviously the big portal class that we had. And, you know, again, we've talked about this, you know, for a while. I mean, Lane and I, you know, long time ago, 4.5 years ago, we talked about what Ole Miss football could be and how we could get there, and give him and his staff and those players all the credit. But it's fun to see it kind of come to fruition. Obviously, we've got a ton of work left to do and games to win. But being relevant on the national stage and having this opportunity is just awesome.
And following up game day, the first thing they're going to see is Oxford, Mississippi this morning. You know, in the past, we may have said, oh, I don't want to be an 11 o'clock game. Now you want it. It's okay to be at 11 o'clock and do this today.
Well, it's a big slot for TV. You know, they want to put great games at 11 o'clock. Obviously, our contract is rivaling the big, you know, the Fox Big Noon, and they want to put great games at 11. And so, you know, a lot of times maybe the fans don't quite understand that, you know, nationally the branding that we get, and like you said, coming right out of game day, we're going to have you know, a lot of eyeballs on Ole Miss and Oxford today. And, you know, I think we're going to have a great crowd, and we need to get used to probably more 11 o'clock games. That's not a bad thing, maybe like it used to be, you know, when you got stuck at 11, maybe when you weren't as good or whatever. But it's a good time slot, and like I said, we'll be promoting Ole Miss in a huge way across the country.
In a odd way, we kind of moved away from the old 2:30 CBS being the primo game.
Yeah, the way I understand it now with the new ESPN-ABC contract is they value that primetime game the most. And then, you know, these games coming out of College Game Day are huge, too. So, you know, as we move forward, everybody's asking me, you know, the Georgia game. I know we got a lot of football before Georgia. But I think if we do what we're supposed to do and Georgia does what they're supposed to do, I would be shocked if that's not a primetime kick, you know, for that game in November.
You know, we were talking about this earlier. You just brought it up. The fact that we're all, and I'd say, confident sitting here today in the product that Lane has got on the field, these players, what they're supposed to do, what the nation thinks they're supposed to do. And we are, as you said, thinking about 2 weeks down the line, 3 weeks down the line, and not really sitting here like, gosh, can we win today? We feel like you're supposed to go out and do that today, and that I know is what your plan and Lane's plan was from the beginning.
Well, it's fun when you're, you have the guys to go out there and do it, and I think that's what Lane would tell you. You look up and down our roster, and we've got guys that can go out and compete and win at a high level. There's a certain anxiousness and nervousness to that too, though. You know, like we got to go out and perform. I was texting with Lane this morning. I feel like we're going to play great today.
I do too.
I feel like, you know, the buzz is going to be in the stadium. Our guys are ready for an SEC game. You know, Kentucky's probably going to play great too. But I feel like we're going to go out and do have a great game and make a statement on national TV.
And look where we've come. Coach Lane Kiffin's first win at Ole Miss was against Kentucky, and that wild went up there COVID year to hopefully after today's game. That's kind of everything you dreamed of, from that first win against Kentucky to a game against them today.
It is. And again, you know, I've said this before, I think we've set the table. We've got to go out and finish the job. But we put ourselves in a great position to do something really cool.
Other sports going on and doing things as well. I know, you know, we've seen volleyball continue to do things and win some matches and go forward. But now we're closing in on this basketball. Next couple of weeks, we're really going to have to start talking with you about basketball season cranking up, too.
Yeah, we've got an exhibition game 1 month from today, which is crazy to think about. Official practice started this week, and I was actually had a chance to go over and speak to the basketball team yesterday. I think they've got an opportunity to do some cool things as well. Obviously, we know what Coach Yeo has done with her program. So excited about basketball. Volleyball's 10-2 right now. They have their first conference match this weekend tomorrow. So they've been great. Soccer's the record doesn't quite indicate. They've played some really close matches, had a good season there. But we're excited about everything that's going on. And, you know, football obviously is the one that gets a lot of the visibility, as it should. But these other sports are doing some cool things too.
For men's basketball, how many conference games is your preference?
Well, we're at 18 right now. I think probably 20 makes sense. I think obviously when you add two great brands like Oklahoma and Texas into the league, you know, we want to showcase that and we want to have those matchups. So I wouldn't be surprised at some point if the discussion doesn't go to adding some more conference games. You know, right now it's getting hard. You got those 13 non-cons. It's getting hard to schedule. It really is with some of the dynamics that are kind of
the multi-team events.
That's right. And so I think adding, you know, maybe two games there and getting to 20. Would be a cool thing. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, adding games in football too. So I think when you've got a league that's as good as ours, as deep as ours, you want to have as many games within the league as you can.
Go to your next stop. We'll let you go wherever you need to go with what looks like camera and boom mic following you around everywhere today.
Yeah, we've got Jake Sarachek and his team are with us today. And
he's a good one.
I don't think they're too impressed with what I do on game day yet, but we're getting there. So it's a lot of fun.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll come back with our Letterman's Lounge. Jeff Scott joins us as we continue talking Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Today's pregame conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter was brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. Food made with the highest quality ingredients, sourced from around the world. We're back with more of the Ole Miss pregame show after this time out on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall.
irresistibly tasty, zero sugar, crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's the snap. Wallace has time over the middle to Scott. Catches the 50, the 45, and wrestled down around the 42. Oh, he gets back up. He's not down. He's gone. Touchdown. He rolled over the defender when he was tackled. Realized that he had not touched a knee, and Jeff Scott marches it on into the end zone. Whoa, baby. Treadwell is in the slot to the right. Moncrief is wide out left. Second and 10 to the 25. Handoffs to Scott. He sweeps the left to the 30, 35, down the sidelines to the 40, makes a move to the 45, the 50. He's to the 40. He could go. He's at the 25, the 20. They dive at him. They miss him. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Ole Miss and the Rebels have regained the lead.
Wow. That's all I can say.
Wow. Here is the kick, and it's away by Fair. This is a nice, high, spiraling kick. Scott's going to try to return it, though. Grabs it at the 27. Starts to the near side. Sidesteps a man to the 35. Gets around the other one to the 40. Still on his feet. Breaks the tackle. He's trying to head to the far sidelines to the 45. He's got the sidelines to the 50. He's got blockers. He's to the 35. The 30. He's to the 20. Carry him in the end zone, boys! Touchdown!
Ole Miss! What can we say? How about another wow? Jeff Scott, unbelievable. Give me Vandy in 75. He just did it on the Longhorns, except from a different position. Great wall of blockers down that Ole Miss sideline, and once again, the Rebels stick one more dagger in the hearts of the Longhorns.
Well, we're in the Letterman's Lounge presented by Oxford Orthopedics, the official orthopedic physicians of your Ole Miss Rebels. I'm Gary. Brett's with me. Joseph is our producer. And Jeff Scott, and we joked before you got here, we could play highlights until our part of this is over.
Just let them roll.
For the hour and a half. Did they call you Big Play? There had to be some nickname they gave you, because if there was a big play to be made, Jeff Scott, you did it on the football field. What was it about those moments for you?
Just give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
Call my number. And you cashed in. If this was baseball, you were a home run hitter. Oh, yeah. I wish.
Don't be scoring for any singles.
When you were reliving all of those plays. Closed your eyes at one moment listening to it. Knew when that kick was coming and that it was Texas. As it takes you back and you think about those plays, what's going on in your mind?
I watch it every single day, still to this day. Even if I'm at work, sharing it with my coworkers. I watch it every single day, man, and it's just, it's an amazing opportunity to be a part of this program. All the moments, it's never a day that goes by that I don't think about all the great things that happened at this program. I watch it every single day, every day.
Well, we appreciate you for providing us with those moments. That game at Texas, that was a close game. That busted it open. That was the victory party had started then. Can you feel yourself, you talk about you watch it, but can you feel yourself that night sitting there under that Texas sky waiting for that ball to land in your arms?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you remember, Texas came to play us here the year before, and they beat the brakes off of it. So it was personal.
Yeah.
It was definitely personal. And like I said, we went up there. We showed up. We had a great game plan, and we executed it.
You ran for touchdowns. You caught passes for touchdowns. You ran kickoffs for touchdowns. Anyone did you like doing more than the other? Or is it just, as you said?
Are you talking about a specific game?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, they took me out early that game. I went up to Coach Nix. What I had, like 19 carries for 69 yards, something like that. I went up to Coach Nix and I said, hey, pit Jalen or Walton. Pit them guys, them young guys in the game, and let them get a little taste of how it's going to be. So they actually, I could have rushed for 200 yards that game.
You gave up carries.
That's a, yeah.
Team
exactly.
guy, though. Team sport.
Yeah, and then if you pay attention, remember, Jalen got his first carry and broke for a touchdown.
That's right. He did. He scored that night at Austin. That was fun beating.
A lot of people don't know that.
That was fun beating down there. That game the year before here, we started 2-0, then had Texas in here, and the entire coach staff, the whole university, is we got to show these recruits what we can be. I know the result wasn't that great that night against Texas, but it laid the groundwork for some really good Ole Miss years.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's showing right now.
Yeah,
look where we are now. It's showing.
And you came in for one coach. You played 2 years for one staff, 2 years for the next, and went out great.
Yeah, Houston Nutt recruited me, came to my house. He recruited me, Coach Vaughn, and they sold me. I wanted to play in the SEC. Ole Miss was my only SEC offer. So it was easy.
Now,
the decision was easy.
Do you watch Coach Vaughn's son on TV Sunday with the Cowboys? Isn't that something?
Oh, of course, man. Of course. I brag about it still to this day. I tell a lot of my coworkers, like, hey, I used to throw the football to him. I used to go to Coach Vaughn's house, have dinner.
Jeff, I tell people in those days between Coach Vaughn's children, Coach Derek
Nix, family,
and Tyrone Nix's children, and Tracy Rocker's son, Kumar, they were always around. Now they're all on TV.
They learn from the best. Yeah.
So now you're getting the opportunity to see some of the other side, right? You walk back through with the team again.
Oh, yeah.
That was what you had, right? Total vision as a player. I'm walking through. I got to go do my business on the field. We'll continue to take a look at this one inside the numbers next. It's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Why is now the ideal time to invest in model year 2025 Case IH equipment? Because when you combine the latest red-on-red solutions, you get ahead. With multiple machines designed to collaborate seamlessly, you'll enjoy increased productivity and enhanced efficiency while keeping your bottom line top of mind. Opting for a red fleet ensures hassle-free maintenance and seamless servicing by Case IH technicians, dedicated to keeping your equipment performing at its peak day in and day out. Keep your operation running smoothly, regardless of the challenges you face in the field. Discover the benefits of pairing red with red. Contact your local Mid-South Ag dealer in Bahia, Mississippi today.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today, or call us at 877-465-7426.
You already know Pillium Corporation is fully committed to keeping your company safe and current with IT support, security, and forensics. And with Pillium Connect, we now offer cabling. From soup to nuts, Pillium is truly your one-stop source for innovative technology to help you grow and thrive in today's ever-evolving business environment. Learn more about Pillium Connect cabling and our other services at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
97th homecoming game at Ole Miss. It's 1924. Rebs have won 73, 81% of those homecoming games. And they're 24-2 since 2021, including the last 10 here in Oxford and Vaught Hemingway Stadium. Gary and Brett with you, and our pregame show brought to you by Guarantee Bank. It's inside the numbers, and there are a lot of numbers. Ole Miss 4-0, number 6 in the AP, number 5 in the coaches' poll. Beat Georgia Southern 52-13 last week. Lane Kiffin's looking for his career number 100 as a win as a head coach in 13 seasons. His 39th at Ole Miss. He's 38-15 as he goes into the game. For Kentucky, 2-2, 0-2 in the league. As we told you, they beat Ohio 41-6. Mark Stoops, 65-67 in his 12th season there. And Ole Miss is 30-14-1 in this series between the two. So we start with some of those things as far as numbers are concerned. But, Brett, Ole Miss leads the FBS in 10 different statistical categories in both offense and defense.
Yeah, you look at every number out there ranked just fine. It starts with Jackson Dart leading the nation in 5 statistical categories and one of only 4 active NC quarterbacks to have thrown for 9,000 and rushed for 1,000 yards. That is impressive. He can do it land, ground, air, in any way you want to do it, he can do it. On the other side for Coach Mark Stoops, to be the senior status coach in the SEC, that's not easy. And what he's done at Kentucky, I'm applauding what he's done at Kentucky because we know that can be a tough job, if for no other reason, the big cloud that basketball properly and naturally casts at Kentucky. And for him to distinguish himself in this tenure with those bowls, with great seasons, with great players, a really tough job last year. He became the all-time winningest coach at Kentucky, passing Coach Bear Bryant. And Coach Bryant coached there a long time ago. For it to stand that long for him and for Mark Stoops to pass it, it is some accomplishment.
You mentioned Jackson Dart, 1,554 passing yards through 4 games. That's the most for an SEC quarterback since Kentucky's Tim Couch in 1998.
Tim Couch in 98-99, some player for them came in for Bill Curry in 97. Then he got the right coach in Hal Mumme in 98-99, and look what it did for him getting drafted so highly by the Cleveland Browns. The coach-quarterback symmetry, synchronicity, you have to have it. And Ole Miss has had it with Lane Kiffin and Matt Corral and Jackson Dart.
There's a lot of offense, and we're going to dig deeper into the offensive numbers right before we're done. But defensively, these two teams are doing things at a great pace, too, and especially against the running game. Ole Miss giving up just 34.5 yards a game, 8.3 rushing yards by the opponent in the first half. They're holding the opponent to 8.3 rushing yards. Now, we know Kentucky has running game, and that will obviously see a little bit of a change. And Kentucky defensively, they're a top 10 against the run defense as well. Both of these teams pride themselves on veteran guys with depth defensively.
I know everybody was surprised at the closeness of the Kentucky-Georgia game, but then when you watch that game, you should not be surprised because Kentucky matched them offense and defensive line physically. They were moving Georgia around, and everybody agrees that what top 2 or 3 roster composition in the country, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas in that league.
Right, absolutely. And at some point, you got to get the ball in the end zone, right? The New York football Giants found that out, playing the Cowboys. 5 field goals, it's not going to get it. You know, in Kentucky's situation there, when you hold that Georgia team to 13, you just needed a score one time to get in the end zone, and they could not do that. And so, you know, today it will be interesting to see these two defenses going up at it and see what Kentucky does against Jackson Dart, what Ole Miss does against Vander Griffin, how that all pans out. Both teams have great receiving cores. Look, we remember Barron Brown a couple years ago here.
And what
he
did,
return that kick.
Yeah.
We have Caden Davis now that goes to the end of the end zone. Hopefully he won't be able to do that today. There are weapons, even though, you know, it's been confusing. Will it be the Kentucky team that South Carolina won 31-6 over, or will it be that team that played, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs to that 13-12 game?
Zane Key and Barron Brown can play for anybody.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they're and the defensively veteran guys that have been around, return, have been a part of this.
Veteran coach.
There's some interesting, you know, things to look at.
And they think back to 2 years ago, and think they let that one get away from them. It took a couple of fortunate Ole Miss breaks to hang on to that win 2 years ago, and they want revenge from that. You know that coaching staff does.
Mr. Ivy getting a piece of Levis, and the ball came loose, and the rest was history.
And a Levis turnover.
Yeah, yeah. those are still going on,
yeah.
Aren't they? And so, look, there's a lot of things that we could talk about, whether it's Henry Parrish being in the top 15 in rushing and yardage, and Jackson Dart in the top of all of it. Trey Harris and what he has done with 38 catches for 628 yards, second only to a receiver from San Jose. And then, look, defensively, Chris Poupon and what he's been doing. And then you just push it to the other side with Dane Key, Marion Brown, and things. We'll have a lot of numbers to continue to talk about here today.
We will. That Chris Paul number at Pro Football Focus, the highest-rated linebacker in college football. And PFF, they're not handing that out just for jollies.
No, not at all.
They're wanting to know who can play in that league, in that next league.
Shelter Insurance is presented inside the numbers for your auto, home, and life. We are your shield. We're your shelter. So it is our pregame show, Ole Miss and Kentucky, kicking off a little after 11 in the a.m. So we will take another break. We'll run a little bit deeper in this one. We'll stay with you for about another hour, and then we'll turn it over to David Kellum, Harry Harrison, John Darnell, which we're going to speak to all of those guys at some point here today. In fact, why don't we do it after a timeout? Let's take a break. This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes every moment cheering on your team even better. Plus, the mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is Rocky Mountain cold. So you never have to guess if your Coors Light is ready to drink. So crack one open, take a sip, and enjoy the game. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call Air South Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, Air South's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call Air South Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call Air South now at 662-304-8412. Air South, we care more.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah,
two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pour beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads
to well-being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
So we've just burned him.
Welcome
so
you back to the Grove Stage, Gary and Brett, along with Joseph, Dan Courts, in our Learfield studios in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Now let's go to Vaught Hemingway Stadium, Hollingsworth Field. It's the Hall of Famer, David Kellum, and the Hall of Famer... Our man, All-American, Harry Harrison. How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, we got cards that say that now right here.
What a duo.
Yeah. I saw David on Thursday night, all tucked up, and he was
looking
clean.
Good.
Oh, man.
He looking really good.
He cleans up nice, doesn't he?
I did that night. It was awesome. We had a great time, and there were some wonderful other people that went in, and I'm just kind of blown away. It's really, really cool, and appreciate all the texts and letters, and Harry came over to hug my neck before it started. And now, Harry was decked out, too, boys. Don't get fooled. He was having this powder blue blazer on. Where were you going later? You had about two or three events, I bet
straight,
you were.
I went straight home. In fact, Regina was concerned. I got home so quick. She said, did you even go? I said, yeah, I was in and out pretty quick.
Oh, man, I would have bet money you were headed to the square after that event.
No.
It's been the story of Harry's life, straight home.
Well, I don't want to go quite that deep.
That would be recent years. Recent years. Yeah.
Amazing what age will do for you, Stats.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, 10 o'clock news looks pretty good now, doesn't it?
I haven't seen it forever.
Yeah, Harry, you were asking us about the crowd before we got on here, and we know what it's like sometimes at 11, not just here, but everywhere. But I got to say, a good group milling around. I think there is the excitement continuing in a good group here, Harry, at 11 o'clock for a kickoff.
Yeah, Lane talked about what a great reception they had coming through the Grove on their walk. So I just was curious what kind of – but, yeah, I was in here this morning at 8 o'clock and pretty good flow of traffic from west to east on Highway 6. So I figured everybody's got to be ready. SEC, man, Kentucky Wildcats.
This really great weather, too. I mean, you're looking at the overcast skies and temperature, upper 60s, low 70s. It's going to be nice.
David, this one will start where SEC football starts, at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Brett. And we look at that every single week. I know we get excited about running backs and receivers and great quarterbacks. You got to have all that piece. But if you're not getting it done in the trenches, and I think their defensive front is really, really salty. So it's going to be interesting to see how we do that. And we've had so many thrillers with these guys. That's the word they used in their game notes, thrillers. Yeah, 17, 20, and 22. Ole Miss won all three of those, but they were tight. The Wildcats haven't won here since 1978. And so you're hoping that the crowd's going to be dynamic. That little dude in Kentucky really put his foot in his mouth. But we'll see about atmosphere here. It should be fantastic, and that'll be a help as well. But, yeah, Brett, when you look at their defensive front, they're active. I think that one of the keys with them, too, is that big number zero. My goodness, Deion Walker is 6'6", 6'7", 345 pounds, preseason All-American. He walked by us a moment ago on the field, and Harry and I went, holy smokes, he is a giant.
Yeah, he gets two parking spaces.
Yes, and he's going to get plenty of attention with multiple lockers probably.
Yeah, he covers up several gaps. He's not just a one gapper. He covers several gaps. But, guys, I think that was Lane Kiffin's first SEC win.
It was.
Maybe his first win, period. I don't remember that. But, when we beat Kentucky up there in overtime, missed the extra point. But, guys, talking about the game, I think the Rebels need to get off to a really fast start like we've done in previous games. And I know that's going to be harder to do against a much better defense. But what I think Kentucky wants to do is huddle, run clock, try to keep our offense over here on the sideline. I think they're going to run the football, try to do that effectively. And, if they get two or three scores down, I think then they're going to have to change that strategy and put it up. And they just, if you turn on the tape, they got some elite receivers in Dane Key and Barry and Brown, but they just have not thrown the ball that well down the field. They've been running it quite a bit. Pass blocking has not been great. The run block game has been really good up front. Pass blocking, for some reason, has not been that good in the film I got to see. So we'll see how that unfolds today, but I expect this Ole Miss defensive front to be equally as good.
We got to get Vandegrift today, because in time I think he's going to be an elite player for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And if they do start protecting better, he'll be more effective as well, I think, Brett, for sure. And he's a good quarterback. Got caught up in a numbers game at Georgia, but highly recruited out of there. And so that is a really good get, if you will, for Kentucky.
Yeah, just hadn't started. It's just, his fifth game to ever start. So, and now he's a junior in college, so he just hadn't seen a lot of playing time until now. So you're right, Brett. We want to get on him early and keep the pressure on him.
So if you watched the film then, Harry, and we were talking a little bit earlier, and there was some Kentucky fans standing right in front of us shaking their head up and down when I said, will we get the Kentucky team that got blitzed by South Carolina, or are you going to get the defense and the team that was just one play away from beating Georgia? And so when you watch the film, what do you see in that regard from one game to the next with this group?
Pass protection, okay. Definitely.
Come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort. The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In the heart of Madison, a beacon of care shines bright for all. TrustCare proudly introduces its newest multi-care center, where you and your loved ones can access quality health care at your speed. Urgent care for life's unexpected twists, primary care for your ongoing journey, and pediatric care for your little ones. Open extended weekday hours and weekends too. Care for all in one. TrustCare Madison is now open. Visit TrustCareHealth.com/Madison to learn more.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Your state forester and the Ad Council.
Duke's Mayo Country. Get your tailgates ready and visit dukescountry.com.
Good morning, Rebel fans, and I am back for week four in the Grove in what I like to call the Augusta of tailgates. And it is an early morning. I know I've been up since 5, and the rest of the fan base have been up very early cooking. We're about to meet a family who has been up since 5:30 cooking home-cooked eggs, and it is packed with both Kentucky Wildcat fans and your Ole Miss Rebels. It is homecoming weekend for the Rebels, and the Grove is absolutely packed. It's lively. It's a little bit overcast skies, but otherwise, you would have no idea. It is only 9 a.m. here in Oxford, Mississippi. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the first tent of this weekend. From the top of the SIP Rebels tent, and it kind of sparked my interest because I thought top of the morning. It's an 11 a.m. game, and I've been up since 5 a.m., and I can't wait to hear how long you have been up for in this beautiful double tent. It's a red tent with two tables of food, tons of chairs, a beautiful centerpiece. Welcome, Miss Andrea Gladney and Mr.
Pierce Camp.
Nice to meet you both, and tell me a little bit about the start of your tent.
About the what?
The start of your tent.
Oh, our tent has been around for,
close to 20 years.
20 years. Most of our kids went to elementary and high school together, and so as parents, we've all come together as a group of friends and some from church.
Yeah. It's kind of evolved over the years. You know, new ones have come, and as some graduate, you know, we kind of change us on and off, but we have 14 base couples, so 28 of us, and then all the kids and everything that come, we're usually a pretty full house.
Yep. And multiple generations. Like, now our married children are part of our group, so it's been a fun tradition. So.
And that's something that the Grove is all about, is tradition, and what better weekend to talk to you all than homecoming. So I hear there are a lot of alums in this tent.
I would say the majority of the people that are here are all Ole Miss alums.
Absolutely. So some of us graduated a little earlier than some of the others. But, you know, we've carried on the tradition of coming to the Grove.
Now the name, the top of the SIP, is this all because you're from DeSoto County and all from the top of Mississippi? Is that how that it comes about?
That's kind of where we got it from. And then when Kiffin came and started his magnificent recruiting and his message, come to the SIP, we just kind of played off of that. So we're from the top of the SIP, and we want all the great recruits to come to the SIP.
Absolutely.
So this tent has been around for 20 years. Have you been in the same spot for all 20 years, or have you moved?
I think this is our second spot.
This is our second spot. We did set up a little closer to the street. But we needed more space. And we started out, I believe, with one 10x10,
yeah.
And now we're two 10x20s. So, we, you know, more room. We've added chairs. We've added TV. We've added people over the years. So it's just been a lot of fun.
And the best part is always being in the same place because that way everybody knows where to find us. So.
Right. That's awesome. And it's so pretty of a tent. There's beautiful tablecloths that are navy with a red and white polka dot runner. And there's a gorgeous centerpiece here with hydrangeas, and it looks like a perfect fall bouquet. Tell me who's in charge of the centerpiece each week.
Well, this week, Pierce's wife, Renee, made the centerpiece, but we have one host couple each week that's responsible for bringing the linens and the centerpiece and the entree, and then the rest of us fill in. So we each take turns providing the entree and the theme and the decor. So
it's a beautiful display here you have at your tent. What time did you get up this morning to come here to the Grove?
He was the one.
I started cooking eggs about 5:30 this morning. So
wow, good for you.
It's been very early. Now, fortunate we have a condo here at Oxford, so it's not quite as bad. But we started very early this morning. But it's only one time. I mean, we rotate the host duties throughout the year. So one time you have the host, and then you get to sit back and relax and enjoy, you know, all the food and the fellowship.
Especially for the rest of the season, right? You do your game, and there you go. So tell me a little bit of the food that you have offered. You could do this week throughout the tent. I'm seeing some hash brown casserole. That's personally one of my favorites. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, but I came down here to go to school, and I got to say I love hash brown casserole. So tell me what else we have cooking up this morning.
We have home-cooked eggs, honey baked ham. You can make sliders, or you can just make a plate of eggs and bacon and ham. And then the side dishes, we've got smoked salmon. We've got a bacon and egg roll that was smoked overnight. Plenty of fruit, and then plenty of pastries and donuts, you know, since it's breakfast to go along. And a sausage and egg casserole as well.
Wow.
Lots of Bloody Marys.
I was going to say, what are their drinks? As you guys are both drinking, it looks like very delicious Bloody Marys in front of me. So is it a Bloody Mary party here that you like to host? Or?
Well, for breakfast this week, that was kind of the occasion. You never know what you're going to find, depending on what the entree may be, depending on the time of day. So.
Very true. Now, I always love to ask this. It's my favorite question to ask. What is your one go-to that you must have in your tent each week?
We always have such a variety. The weekly host does such a great job. We have such a variety. I mean, we'll have smoked meats. We'll have breakfast food. It's always something interesting. And then everybody pitches in and really does a good job on the side dishes. I don't think anybody's ever left hungry before.
Yeah, and everybody has their own specialty that people will be like, oh, bring this, bring that. So, because different people are famous for their different dishes.
So the Grove is one place of tradition, and it is homecoming this weekend. So what is your favorite memory from hosting a tent for over 20 years now?
Well, it's always fun when some returning Ole Miss football players come by and visit. That's always a lot of fun. And that happens pretty regularly, especially ones from DeSoto County or Memphis that know some of the members. Fun to get to know them and their family. And we've had some fun recruits and their families come by before. It's fun to entertain them. So.
And it's fun to have some. A lot of times you see old friends, you know, especially since the Grove is now marked off with lanes. You know, you'll see old friends walk by and you get to reconnect. That's really, you know, really, really nice. So, anyway, I've got a...
It's a pleasure speaking with both of you, so thank you so much, Hottie Toddy, and have a great day.
Hottie Toddy.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the Ole Miss Radio Network, head coach Lane Kiffin joins us. This is Ole Miss Football, powered by Learfield.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Syphilis. It's a real problem in Mississippi right now. Anyone who is sexually active can get it. Syphilis is treatable, and symptoms can include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms. But untreated syphilis can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. If you're sexually active, use protection and get tested annually. For a free syphilis test, call 800-456-2323. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all...
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.